Just a couple of things here so I don't forget. There is a meal following. If you're here today, we invite you to come and share with us afterwards in a meal. And if maybe while we go through these pictures you have some questions, it would be a great time. Any of us that have went with to West Virginia would be glad to answer any of your questions. So please feel free to talk to us afterwards. I encourage any of you the next time that we go, we'd be glad to take you along with on the trip. We always have a lot of fun and we have a lot of work that we get done. You don't have to worry about if you're skilled, unskilled, we'll find something for you to do. Whether you're young, old, whatever, we'll find something for you to do. And, you know, we're all limited in what we can do, and we do what we can, and we let somebody else do the other stuff. You know, so don't sit here and be like, oh, you know, I really wish I could go, and I wish I could do something. And, you know, don't let that hold you back, because that's just Satan telling you that you can't do anything and you're not going to be able to be a blessing to other people. And I'm always amazed. I am always blessed by going. You know, we go and we think we're going to do these great things for these people, and it's always a blessing that comes back to us as well by doing God's will. So I encourage any of you to come along. I also want to thank so many of you, because it's not just the ones that end up going down and get to see it face to face. It's the packing the trailer ahead of time. We had a lot of people from the church congregation here come out and help us pack it. Financial donations that were given to us, items that were given to us. If that kind of stuff wasn't given to us, we really wouldn't have anything to hand out when we got down there. So it really is everybody, and that's what we're coming back here to share today, is to let you know what you were part of. And I want to read one other verse, couple verses here before we get started. Acts 14, 25 to 28. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down into Attalia and then sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. And there they abode long time with the disciples. And I read that because Paul and Barnabas, this is the first time that it is recorded of a missionary trip, and they came back and gave a report. And that's exactly what we're doing here today. We all went to share God's word, his love, to encourage those people in West Virginia, and we're coming back today to share and allow you to see what God is doing in those places, and also to thank many of you that had a part in that as well. Your prayers, we actually went down and came back, and we didn't have any vehicle problems, no blown tires, no nothing. I mean, as far as that, it was kind of uneventful. We're not used to that. I'm not sure. I'm guessing you guys were really praying hard for us this time. And I greatly appreciate everything that the church and the people here have done for us. So let's pray, and then we'll get into the slideshow and we'll be able to show you. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for all your many blessings. I thank you for the opportunity to go down to your people in West Virginia, to be able to take some necessities that they were in great need of. And Lord, I just pray for those churches down there, Lord, that you would continue to bless them and encourage them and reach the people of West Virginia, not just with these physical needs, but that they would be reached spiritually as well, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for watching over us as we made the trip and came back, Lord. Your hand was upon it, or we would not be able to do any of the things that we did, Lord. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so let's go ahead and we'll maybe turn off some of the lights up front here. I think it'll be a little bit easier to see with it being actual pictures. And some of them that went with are going to sit down and share some things. So anytime I don't have or didn't share something, you guys can just hop up and share as well. The Saturday before we go, these are all the pallets of food that we get from over in Mifflinburg, and we go through all of them and resort them. This time we actually, it is not going to go from here. You're going to need to probably. We resorted them, and this time we actually packed them into individual boxes that we could hand out as soon as we got there. We decided we would start to, from experience, we started to learn how to cut down on some of the handling of the boxes. So this time we actually handed out right out of the trailer, which made it a lot easier because other times we sorted it more by this was all vegetables, this was meats, and so on. Then we got it down there and we handed it out and we just kept handling this stuff. So this time we handed like half of the trailer out right from the trailer to people's vehicles, which saved us a lot of time and effort. So we had different ones that came and sat up in different areas, and we just went through all the boxes and sorted them and made a care package with some of everything in there. We're very thankful for everybody that did come out because it takes a lot of work to fill a trailer full of stuff. Fremont Automotive is nice enough to let us set up there, and they let us use their forklift as well, which saves a lot of picking up and putting in the trailer and pulling back out as well. So, and the interesting thing is, while we're set up there, the amount of people that want to know what's going on, they see all that stuff sitting out there, and some of them do the slow drive-by through the parking lot and are just kind of nosy. Some stop and ask, hey, what are you doing? What's going on here? I want to know. And actually, we had one guy that offered next time to possibly donate us fresh meat and stuff to go as well. We've talked about it before. The road going into West Virginia, into War, West Virginia, is really not that great for a tractor trailer. There you can see a picture of it. He's kind of on the left side, the right side, the whole road, and he doesn't always even fit on the road as well. Nate went in front to stop any traffic. Then we finally did get to War, West Virginia, and it was a tight squeeze to back the trailer in where we needed it to be able to unload it as well. And Dale was... is a great blessing to us to drive the truck down and to give of his time and everything there as well. So when we got to War, West Virginia, we started unloading the stuff right out of the back of the trailer. And some of the stuff stayed right there. We took it down in the basement for them at War for their mission. And then others soon after that, we started handing it to the people. So everybody kind of chipped in and unloading and carrying and moving. And you can see they come with a shopping cart or whatever they might have possible to be able to get the stuff to get to their place. So as they came through, we would hand them a food box. And we would also offer them a Bible. If they wanted a Bible, we would offer them a Bible as well. The lady in the blue shirt there with her back to you is Mary. She is one of them that runs the mission there in War, West Virginia that we went to. Nate carrying a box across the street to hand out. So even though we were organized, we still did a lot of handling and carrying and So we'll gladly take anybody else along to be able to hand boxes out. And then we stopped and grabbed some pizza for supper. There's a nice pizza shop right in town in Moore, West Virginia. So we support them usually when we go down there and help the locals out as well. This is one of the houses that they went to where they handed out individually to some of the people. Rick from Moore there, he took some out and delivered it to the people that aren't able to come to town. So you can see some of the houses that they live in. Okay, that is where Albert grew up. He lives with Rick and Mary. He is the one that we talked about before that is legally blind. And that's where he grew up.
And some of the houses that we have seen have absolutely no electricity at all.
Yeah. Veronica, did you want to share about the... Are you and Jasmine? I'm putting her on the spot twice in the same day.
So me and Jasmine and Tom, So we were with Rick delivering boxes. And one of our first stops, there was this little camper. It was about the size of like a pop-up camper, but it was an actual camper though. But there was no electricity, water, anything. And it was pretty run down, and there was like two or three people living in it. It's just crazy how much we take things for granted.
This here, or that one there with the cross, is outside the church. Rick and Mary's church, the Refuge. It's kind of odd. It's Rick and Mary and Rick and Mary, so you might get confused which place we were at. We even get confused when we're down there and talking about which place we're going to. But the church here is the Refuge, and Rick and Mary run that church as well. That's the cross in front of the doors coming in. And then we brought the stuff from there inside to hand out the next day. That time we did not, because we had a change in plans. Dale ended up having to get home, and we were actually going to unload there the next day. So we ended up unloading everything that night, so we put it into the church. So, and there's kind of the wall. We just lined it up with those banana boxes full of canned goods. We had to carry him up the steps and get him inside. And then this here is a stone pile. They just recently stoned and made a whole lot bigger area to get in and out of. And we were looking at the pictures ahead of time because they like to post everything on Facebook. And we thought, oh, this is going to be a lot easier to get the tractor trailer in and out because they stoned some areas. We got down there and they had left one tree that was right in the way. And then there was this pile of stone, probably like 18, 20 ton of stone on a pile. Well, Dale was able to get in and get backed up. When he went to leave, he could not get out. The stone was in the way. So we all pitched in. Veronica helped shovel. She had a smile on her face. I think that was after the first or second shovel, and then soon it went away. It was fun at first. It was work soon after that. This is the front of the church. That is the old ramp. That was when we got there and got unloaded. You can kind of see the sign, the Refuge, there to the right. And I point that out for a purpose later, you'll see. And then this is the finished. We actually tore that ramp out, put the new ramp in. And you can see we hung the sign between the two windows there, And Jasmine and Veronica, and I think Ina helped paint it too some. But they repainted it, touched it all up and stuff. What was interesting about it was right out in front there, and we tore it off. They had a little roof, and we were looking at, like, what are we going to do with this sign? Where are we going to put it back? Because we changed their ramp. We came down and came back around instead of shooting out into the parking lot. And so we looked, and we thought, well, it'll fit right between those windows. And I thought, well, you know, before we do this, I should probably go in and check. So I went into Pastor Ricky, and I said to him, I said, I got a question. Can you come out here and look at this? We were thinking about hanging your sign up on the side of your, whatever you want to do. You can just do whatever you want. And I'm like, well, no, I'd rather have you come and look at it first. But it's just really interesting. Like, he's always so thankful and always so appreciative and thanking us. And he's like, you know, whatever you want to do, just go ahead and do it. So we did, but I did talk to him and showed him the idea as well before we did it. But the ramp turned out great. There's a better picture of the old ramp. It was broken at multiple places that it's been patched and put back together. It did not take much to tear it out. That was the easiest part. So we did tear that out quick, and then we dumped it on a pile over there for them to burn later. There's little Matt. He even helped us scoop up some of it and get it cleaned up and out of there so we could get to work building the new one. So like I said, young or old, it doesn't matter. We'll find something for you to do if you're interested in going along with. And then we get there, we were ready for lumber, and we found out that the lumber truck broke down. So we did have other breakdowns, but they weren't ours. So we went and got some of the lumber ourselves so we could get started, and then the lumber truck did finally arrive later on than what it was supposed to. But we got everything off the truck and got ready and got ourselves set up. Drilled some holes, hit rocks, and we still got most of them down to put the post in for the ramp. So this is just kind of some of the work as we were getting ready to build the ramp. It actually went up very, very quick, and everything went well on building the ramp. Not sure how we're back around to some of the same pictures. We even got all the girls to help. We cold patched the end of the ramp to tie it into their concrete and blacktop that they had. So a lot of people got to do some things that they've never done before with the trip. We made their top landing there, and that the railing will come out. That way, next time when we take the tractor trailer down, we can back it up to there and unload right onto the ramp and not go up and down the steps. So it took a little extra work to finish that up, but it turned out nice to be able to back in. We actually ended up using it. I don't know if we have a picture of it or not. There's Matt underneath tightening it up. It's a good thing we had a little guy with us, because I'm not sure I would have fit under there to do that. Yep, here's the truck. As we were just finishing up another mission team from North Carolina, they pulled in with their food, so they were the first ones to be able to use the ramp and pull the railing out. So we chipped in and helped them get unloaded with all the stuff that they got, that they had brought with.
And you can tell they weren't used to all the help.
Yeah, they were not expecting us to be helping them unload. They thought the people that were there were all people that were ready for handouts, not people coming to help them. The girls also worked on some crafts. We went over Mother's Day weekend, so they made some boards for their moms and also for some of the moms that were down there to hand out as well. There's Veronica and Jasmine working on the sign, touching it up. And Nina as well working on it. Oh.
So the sign took us like all day to like get finished because we had to wait for the paint and the spray to put the top coat on. We had to do a couple layers on some of the colors though because it was drying and it was like fading like the other paint was.
Yeah, so basically we just touched up the sign. We made the colors darker so that it would stand out more, and then we added their church service times up in the corner.
And then here they handed stuff out in the parking lot as well while we were working on the ramp. We worked on that, carried stuff out to continue to hand out. So we were kind of all over the place and different people just hopped in and helped wherever needed. Nobody had any specific thing and they just kind of, wherever needed, they hopped from one place to the next. It did make it a little bit full sometimes with vehicles coming in and we were working on the ramp at the same time, but it allowed the whole group to work at one place at the same time instead of being split up. That is the church that is in War, West Virginia that Rick and Mary just purchased. I would say, a month before we went down or so. And actually, they give credit to buying that church to the prayers that we made last time that we were down there because of the situation that they were in the community there. And they really felt that the prayers that were made while we were down there last time is what guided them towards buying this church and being completely out on their own. That is the inside of their sanctuary. They're redoing some things in the church, and they did start having church services. We had a church service there that Sunday morning before we left. They studding out and making some rooms down below and stuff. They are going to run their food pantry out of the church. This was where all the clothing went there, and they sorted it out, and then they handed that out on Saturday when we were down.
And I enjoyed her help. They ended up raffling the crib off.
Okay.
Somebody just can't come and pick up a big item. They put it in a box. You put your name in for a big item, and they pull draw your name, and then that's how you're able to get an item.
And that's the little baby that received the crib.
This is a picture of Sandy and Sophia. Last year, Sandy helped fit her with a new pair of shoes, and she got the privilege of doing it again this year. That's Nate in his new
toy
apron. Can you back that up one?
So this is me, Gracie, and Janessa working on a towel rack for the one lady that we met down there. Her name was Lisa, and her house had burnt down, so we built her a towel rack to go with her new house.
There was filling the shelves inside the food pantry with just the baby items. They had a special area just for the baby items.
This is the baby room at New Beginnings. We were able to take enough baby clothing, formula, baby food, diapers, all kinds of baby stuff, and Janessa worked on this room, getting this baby room ready. I think it's my understanding that they get a voucher for, I think it's one pack of diapers per month for a child. So one pack of diapers doesn't go very far. So we were able to supply them with a pretty good stockpile of diapers.
We did Saturday, we went out to the lake once again for a picnic. It's a nice opportunity to meet some of the people there that help Rick and Mary out, and just local people there that we get the opportunity to talk and spend some time with. They also had a little bit of craft stuff for the children to keep them occupied while they were there. They drew some pictures and things. This here is Chris. He was in an accident and is in a wheelchair now. When we were at the picnic, he was talking about how he had a little swing set for his daughter needed put together. So we decided when we left the picnic, we would go to his house and put the swing set together.
Yeah, he has five kids that he's raising, three of which that are not his. One's his sister, one they adopted, and one that's his wife's.
Yeah, and it's amazing to see him work. He has a skid steer and an excavator, and As far as the skid steer, he wheels his wheelchair over to it, pulls himself up into the skid steer, and it's an old one with the pedals to control it, so he uses a cane to push on the pedals to be able to control the skid steer. So this is a guy I'd like for us all to remember him in prayer prior to some things that has happened in his life. He was doing ministry in a lot of nursing homes and things like that. He's gone through some rough times, felt that he's kind of not the guy to do it, but I believe that the Lord is working on him and wants him to do those things and get back to sharing his testimony. And Sunday morning he came and sang for us. While we were up there playing, putting the playground together, we invited him to our church service because West Virginians down there do not have Sunday morning services. Their Sunday service is like 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. And we were like, well, we can't stay till 2-3 in the afternoon and get home and go to work Monday morning. So we always have a Sunday morning service, which they don't know what that is. So he said, well, if you want me there, you better be praying because the Lord's going to have to stir me to get me down there. And sure enough, he was there Sunday morning. So it was great to have him there. And I just pray that the Lord would continue to work and use him and that he would be faithful to what God calls him to do. Scotty sang as well for us while we were down there Sunday morning. And I delivered a message Sunday morning. And there was all of us outside of the church before we were getting ready to hit the road and come back home. That's the last one. All right. Oh, Matt's going to.
Can you go back to Lake Pritchard, please?
The lake picture.
Yeah.
And yeah.
We went fishing at the lake. Some people gave us hook and line. Bread and hot dogs.
All right. So when we went to the lake, somebody gave us some string and a hook, and they used some bread and hot dogs to go fishing while we were there as well. Thank you all for all your donations and your support. Does anybody have any questions or anything they'd like to ask us while we're... All right. If not, we'll close with a word of prayer. Like I said, there is a meal for everyone in the fellowship hall afterwards. So I will pray to dismiss us, and I'll pray over the meal as well. That way we don't have to all get gathered back together when you get back there. As soon as everything's open and out, we can go ahead and eat. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the opportunity to come and share with your people about our trip to West Virginia. Lord, I just pray that the things that we were able to do, that it would make a difference in those people's lives. I know that it has changed us that have gone and be able to witness how blessed that we are compared to some people that live so close to us, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that they would know and feel your love, not ours, but that they would feel your love for them and that you care for each and every one of us and each one of them. Lord, I pray for Chris. Lord, I just pray that you would be with him as he has a rough time raising these children that are not his and the situation that he's in there. Lord, I just pray that you would be with him, that you would touch him and encourage him to share your word with people once again, Lord. I just thank you for all your many blessings. I pray for the food that we are about to take here, that it would bless each and every one of us and nourish us, Lord. We just thank you for the hands that prepared this food and these meals, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.